I've been following an Instagram page that features a very special cat, and it seems that there's different photos of this cat. The cat's name is Charlie. It's a girl cat that has different hats, and the artist that's behind these hats are spectacular. I'm going to have her talk about them because she can describe them better than I can. But it's just really made me smile and forget about whatever's going on. And the artist is joining us now. Hi, Kendall.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for being with us. I didn't do a good job describing what you're doing. But you, first of all, tell me about the sort of art forms that you're involved in.
Well, I'm just a hobbyist. And I do a lot of embroidery, and I just like to craft for fun quite a bit. And I've been putting little hats on my cat since she was a kitten. She really likes it. It's weird. I don't understand it, but I'm going with it. And when all this really started happening, I found that the thing that made me the most happy was looking at her and her little hat. And then it kind of went from there, and it's kind of gone a little weird and really fun.
Speaking with Kendall Cost, who's been making these really spectacular artistic hats. They look like they come off of Project Runway for her cat. And of course, you do have to mention that your cat, Charlie, does enjoy wearing the hats, just in case. I don't want anyone texting us. She really does like it, and it's not on her head for very long.
No. And I have made them all so she could knock them off within seconds and without even any effort, and she just keeps them on. She doesn't care. It's really funny.
Well, because of the stay-at-home order and the fact that you aren't able to go to work and you're home all the time, your hat-making level, the hat-making that's going on for your cat right now has gone to a whole new level.
I agree. I found some good inspiration. I'm channeling my inner Philip Tracy and making some pretty funny stuff. And I think what's making them really special is that I haven't bought a single new thing to make any of these hats. They're all just things that I'm finding around my house that I'm utilizing in weird, funny ways. And it's been really, really a fun thing for me to do.
Can you describe some of your favorite hat creations? The one that comes to mind that I feel as though people would be able to conjure up and imagine right now is a hat that was worn at William and Kate's wedding. And it was by, I forgot, one of the queen's nieces.
Yeah, Princess Beatrice. Yeah, that one was really fun. That was kind of like when things really started to go off, and it's just a piece of pink cardstock that I colored in with a colored pencil and kind of put on an embroidery hoop and put on her head, and it turned out so well that I thought I'd just keep going.
I mean, it looks like an exact miniature replica. And you've gotten very artistic. If you want to describe some of your other inspirations, of course, you keep mentioning Philip Tracy, which is the famed hat designer that British royalty made famous. I think Princess Diana really made that hat designer famous.
Yeah, he's been kind of a fashion icon for a long time. And he's been following my account and commenting on every single picture and every single time. It makes me so happy. I can't believe it.
So Kendall, Philip Tracy is now following your Instagram account and mm-hmm. making commentary on the cat hats.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, I mean, what if they offer you a job? What if they want you to...
I mean, I'm just hoping. He told me that it's been really cheering him up every day. And that's the goal for me with these little hats, is that I keep getting all these messages from friends and family that they're looking forward to my posts every day, and that it's the first time that some people have smiled and laughed that day. And I just feel like if nothing else comes of this, at least I'm bringing a little bit of joy to people who need it right now. And it's the least I could do.
Well, the Instagram page, your handle is No Thank You, No Thanks. And it's all spelled out. So it's No Thank You, No Thanks, all one word, because that's how handles work on the Instagram. So, and the hats, some of the... You post the first photo. Let me start that over. The first photo is of your cat, Charlie, with the hat that you've designed. And then the second photo is of the inspirational photo. And often it includes a lot of famous models that are wearing these hats.
Oh, yeah. Grace Jones and Naomi Campbell and Isabella Blow, who I've loved and considered a fashion inspiration for a very long time. It's been very fun.
I can't describe how fantastic these hats are. One of them looks like a giant butterfly bonnet. It butterflies went into this hat for your cat?
I think there's like 70, something like that. And every single one of them was hand painted and attached by wire. And
you hand painted each of those butterflies, 70 butterflies on this cat hat. And yes, you're hearing me properly. If you just joined, these are hats that are designed for a cat.
Yep. I mean, it's not a impossible project by any means. It's been really fun, and it's been definitely taking my mind off of everything that's going on, because there's a lot happening in my life, and it's just been a really fun distraction that's also bringing a little bit of joy to other people.
Well, I love the positive feedback that you've been getting, because I look forward to what hat your cat is going to be wearing when I log on to Instagram. It does brighten my day. It makes me smile. But it also, you're doing this even though you're going through a difficult time because you've been laid off of work.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what's that been like for you? How have you been coping? Obviously making these hats, but how is it, what's it been like?
I mean, it's been really hard. I work at Lula Cafe, and when you work at a place like that, it's definitely a family. You have all these people that you rely on every day to kind of get through, and you enjoy seeing it, and you enjoy seeing all these people, like regulars like you, and that's just completely gone. And so it's kind of like, you know, a major part of your life is gone, and then you have to worry about being unemployed and money things, and yeah, I'm just doing what I can to distract myself a little bit, because it's certainly been difficult.
Speaking with laid-off restaurant worker Kendall Kost, who's also creating really cute hats for her cat on Instagram, bringing a smile to people's faces and bringing a smile to your very own face. This is particularly important for you that you stay at home, because you also have a member of your family that is highly susceptible. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, it's all, you know, it's been difficult, because now it's kind of like all elements of my support system are all kind of going haywire. My sister was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer in September. And since then, it's kind of been a whirlwind of getting things done and having her surgery. And she's been currently undergoing chemotherapy. And we've had a really good system going on where we go with her, me and my husband go with her for every treatment, and we kind of roll up as the bad kids at the Kellogg Center, which I'd like to give a huge shout out to every single person who is there, who has
Absolutely.
Helped us. They're all incredible people. But we go in and we get our snacks and we get our little donuts, and we go in and we're often the only people who are laughing there, and we try to make the best of it. And then I've really had to be super careful about quarantining and not going out at all, because I just can't risk it. It's too scary.
And this is why it's so important that people stay at home to help protect your sister and other people that are going through treatment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's super, super important, because even if you think you're not susceptible, there are a lot of people who you might not know, or, you know, I might look fine, but I also am responsible for quite a bit, so I can't risk it.
How is your sister doing?
She is the toughest person in the world, and she is doing pretty good, all things considered. Tomorrow is what we've been calling her penultimate treatment, and so she only has 2 left after tomorrow, and we're really, really excited and proud and relieved overall that there's so few left.
Well, fantastic. We're really glad to hear that. Kendall Kost, she is an artist who is creating hats for her cat on Instagram. The website for the Instagram page, we'll link the Instagram page so that way you can see these visually stunning creations that you're creating for your cat, Charlie. And appreciate you telling us, giving us a little snapshot of what your life is like right now, as you're not able to work at the restaurant. And I also believe that your husband is also in an industry that's been heavily affected by coronavirus as well.
Yeah, he works in he does live music. He works in live music. He tours with a lot of bands. He works with an artist, Herbie Hancock. And, you know, now with there's all kinds of things happening with that, where it seems like everything's canceled for the foreseeable future. So we're doing the best we can over here, but it's been difficult.
Is there anything we can do to help, Kendall?
Well, I think Number one is that anyone who's listening who has breast tissue, please continue to do self-exams. That's how my sister found hers, and it saved her life. So even with a pandemic happening, please don't forget about yourself and taking care of yourself. And also, my beloved family at Lula Cafe has a GoFundMe. And if anybody can donate even just a dollar or two, it'll go to everybody. And all my coworkers are making masks and doing everything that they can do to help. So any amount of money would help.
Well, despite all the hardship that you're going through, Kendall, you're still giving back. And I just have to tell you that your Instagram page has been delightful. Thank you for bringing a smile to my face and to so many others. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.